Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, Oklahoma, we're counting on you.
When you fill out the 2020 census,
you're helping your community receive funding for things like
hospitals, community programs,
schools, and more.
The 2020 census takes less than 15 minutes to complete.
You can send in your form by mail,
by phone,
or for the first time in history, complete the census online.
When
everyone.
When everyone counts, everyone wins.
Get the facts at okletscount.org or 2020census.gov.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services. Well, cash cattle activity has been active with trade to finish out the week with higher prices. Feedlots have been holding for better prices with futures supporting that activity. Boxed beef prices held well in spite of bearish news. Live cattle futures closed at the highest level they've been since early March, just before prices fell off the face of the earth and have been struggling ever since. A big supply of meat is expected to come in over the next few weeks, but traders and feedlots hope it can be absorbed and prices remain in an uptrend. Caution will be exercised by technical traders, as this could be a false breakout that may not be maintained. Oh, meanwhile, hogs may be benefiting from the idea that demand from China may be able to keep supply from overwhelming the market. The supply of pork remains high, but higher cutouts have limited the overarching bearishness that markets have been carrying for quite some time. There was some spillover buying interest from the livestock complex, pushing futures to the highest level in about a month, and this is expected to continue today. Wheat contracts are mostly lower, giving up gains at the overnight open to add to losses posted yesterday. As impressive as the rally in winter wheat contracts on Wednesday was, the sell-off yesterday felt debilitating. Fortunately, in the case of September Chicago wheat, the entire Thursday range remained inside Wednesday's, limiting technical damage and keeping uptrends intact. Much has been made out about the rumor of China buying soft red winter cargoes, which was still making the rounds yesterday. Corn prices are higher overnight, adding to yesterday's gains and attempting to close higher for the third session in a row for the first time since June. After such a dramatic sell-off late last week and early this week, the gains of the last three sessions seem mild in comparison. And firmer trade across the soy complex, led by soybean oil, which is making new highs for the move and trying to close higher for the fourth session in a row. If successful, it will be the longest winning streak for soybean oil since mid-June. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
At the close Thursday, August live cattle up 197, 103.27, October up 205, 106.60, August feeder cattle up 317, 142.60, September up 320 at 142.75, August hogs up 350, 53.65, and October up 240 at 51.82. Kansas City wheat, September down 10 and 3 quarters at 448 and 3 quarters, December down 10 and a half, 460 and a quarter, Chicago wheat, September down 15 and a half, 535 and a quarter, and December was down 13 cents at 540 and three quarters. September corn now up 4 cents, 330 and a quarter. December was up 3 and a half, 337 and a half. August soybeans up 7 and a quarter at 893 and a half penny. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.